Welcome to Energy Talks, a regular podcast series featuring expert discussions on power system testing, data management, cybersecurity, and important trends in the power industry. My name is Scott Williams from the podcast team at Omicron, and I will be your host. Hello, everyone. Companies that provide users around the world with power system testing solutions encounter many regional and environmental differences in how tests are performed, as well as varying levels of knowledge about available testing solutions to meet specific application needs. That's why application engineers, who have specialized testing and device knowledge and who also speak the local language, are very valuable experts behind the scenes in these various regions. In this episode, my guest is Mariana Felix de Souza, who is an application engineer for the Latin American region at the Cable Diagnostic Solutions Company B2, which is based in Klaus, Austria. Mariana is responsible for providing B2 sales partners with technical support, assistance with field testing, and speaking about medium voltage cable testing using B2 technology at conferences and exhibitions throughout Latin America, including in her native Brazil. Mariana will tell us about her experience and responsibilities and how they contribute to helping her sales partners ensure the reliability of their customers' cable systems in Latin America using B2 diagnostic solutions. So without further delay, I welcome Mariana to this episode of Energy Talks. Hi, Mariana.
Hi, everyone, and thanks for having me here on Energy Talks. And I'm really excited to be here and to share a bit of my work and experiences with you.
Well, we're happy that you took the time to do that, so thank you very much. Mariana, can you introduce yourself and tell us about your current role at the company B2?
Yeah, sure. I'm 32 years old and an electrical engineer with a master's degree in high voltage engineering and electrical networks. So currently, I work as sales manager and application engineer for Latin America in B2 Electronics. And in this role, I manage our sales partners across the region, providing them and customers with training, workshops, and commercial support in general. And I also represent the company at trade fairs and conferences.
What do you do at trade fairs and conferences? Do you actually make presentations?
Yeah, I do present about our techniques like VLF testing and diagnostic systems, PD and TD, like PD partial discharge and TD tandelta for medium voltage cable testing.
You mentioned cable testing and a couple of the things that your company measures. Could you tell us a little bit about B2, the company where you're currently working?
Yeah, sure. B2 is on the market since 24 years, and it's highly specialized in the field of high voltage testing with a strong focus on medium voltage cable testing and diagnostics. And our core expertise lies by VLF, very low frequency testing. And yes, we're proud to offer the largest portfolio of VLF equipment in the market, ranging from compact portable units to the most powerful systems available. And for all our VLF devices, we also offer a compatible tandelta and partial discharge diagnostic systems. We play a role in the power system testing worldwide, helping utilities, service providers, and also industry to detect, diagnose, and prevent failures in their medium voltage cable networks.
Okay, so you mentioned medium voltage cable testing. Could you help me understand again, VLF, what that means again?
VLF testing. When you only say VLF test, we're talking about voltage test, withstand test, using a low frequency. We work with frequencies that can vary between 0.01 hertz up to 0.1 hertz. And we use this low frequency to create smaller, powerful devices. Because if you would make devices with the same power using a higher frequency, we'd need way bigger devices. So we use this technology to test compact devices. So that's why we reduce the frequency.
When you say the smaller devices, I've heard that there are testing applications where, especially if it's offline testing, you almost need a truck or something like that. Is that the benefit of using VLF, that you don't need these large?
Yes. It always depends on the voltage level we are working with. And if we're working in high voltage, for example, 200 kilovolts, we have on the market devices which are in huge trucks. And if you use a VLF device, for example, for 115 kV cables, you will need, of course, a big device. But comparing to devices operating and the operating frequency, VLF devices are way smaller.
They're highly transportable for field applications. So what inspired you to pursue your field of study and career?
Well, during my school years, I always had a strong passion for maths and physics, which naturally led me to pursue engineering. However, my current path was something that developed unexpectedly, because initially my goal was to work with electrical network planning, and I was actively pursuing that direction. But everything changed when I was in a one-week seminar at Omicron. And that experience introduced me to the world of testing and diagnostics. And it fascinated me a lot. And it's still closely connected to electrical networks, but from a completely different perspective, if we compare to a traditional grid operator.
Okay. Mariana, what attracted you then to the area of testing and diagnostics?
What really attracted me was the combination of problem solving and purpose. Like, we're not just working with technology, we're working with the critical infrastructure that keeps the power grid running reliably. So this ability to prevent failures before they even happen is just powerful. And it's not just about fixing problems, it's about making sure they don't even occur. And that level of impact is something that really motivates me.
Very interesting. Can you tell us then about your career path and what led you to your current role at P2?
I began my journey at Omicron with an internship in the area of electrical machine testing and also transformer testing, which eventually led me to develop my master's thesis in Omicron. And after completing my master's degree, I started exploring opportunities in my field, and I was looking for a role where I could combine technical knowledge with interaction with people and dynamic work environment. And at the same time, B2 was looking for an engineer to manage the Latin American market. And B2 wanted someone with technical expertise, interpersonal skills, and of course, language proficiency. And this opportunity was a perfect match for me. And also as a Brazilian, I was especially excited about the prospect of working directly with the region I come from.
Yeah, that's so good that you had that opportunity come up for you and it matched all of your skills ideally. You mentioned B2 and Omicron in the same sentence. Could you clarify for our listeners the relationship between B2 and Omicron?
No, of course. Well, since 2019, B2 belongs to the Omicron group, which is a really great match because, as you know, Omicron produces testing devices for almost everything we have in a substation. But there was a lack of cable testing there. And B2 is a company really specialized in cable testing in VLF area. So B2 came to complete this portfolio. B2 was already in the whole world now, operating in over 120 countries.
Going back to your role now at B2 as an applications engineer, what type of expertise is required for your job? And what are your main responsibilities?
As an application engineer at B2, I support clients in Latin America with testing and diagnostics of medium voltage cable, from technical training and field demos to workshops. So the role really combines deep technical knowledge with communication skills, because you're constantly translating complex concepts into practical solutions for people in the field. So for doing this, You need, of course, a solid background in power systems, high voltage engineering, and especially cable technology, but also flexibility and curiosity, because every project, every country, every partner brings something different to the table.
Very good. What aspects of your job are you most passionate about?
Well, I'm most passionate about the dynamic nature of my job, and particularly the opportunity to combine technical expertise with interpersonal interactions. And I love working closely with our sales partners and customers, understanding their needs and offering tailored solutions to solve their challenges. And I also enjoy the variety that comes with the role, whether it's leading workshops, presenting at conferences, or collaborating with different teams.
Could you tell me what type of support your sales partners and customers require from you?
Well, first of all, it's important to say that our sales partners play a key role in B2's relationship with customers, because they are the ones who sell our products, meet clients on site, support them locally, conduct trainings, and promote the B2 brand in their regions. So they are really the face of B2 in the local markets. And my role is to make sure they're fully equipped to do that successfully. So that means providing them with technical training, application know-how, and ongoing support so they feel confident in everything from explaining product features to helping customers in the field. And I also support them during demos, help tailor solutions to their market needs, and ensure they're up to date with our latest tools and developments.
Are you on the road a lot? Do you actually go visit them in person? Or do you do a lot of your interaction remotely?
Everything's possible, both. I used to visit them a lot, but currently I'm working with 13 sales partners. It means at least 13 different countries. And of course, I cannot visit all of them in 1 year. So I used to combine on-site visits with online meetings so I can give attention to all of them. And of course, I always do my priority list for the year and try to balance it year per year.
What is requested most by customers and sales partners? What types of information do they request the most?
It's on the on-site technical trainings. We have sales partners in different levels of technical knowledge, because they too, they work with different technologies, different companies, and there are some of them which are already have a lot of experience of our products, in some of them and not that much experience. So on one side, they really need this technical support with trainings, workshops, participation on fairs, and on the other hand, also the commercial part, like if they're taking part in a tender or if they need special requirements or this kind of stuff.
So just given both of these things, I'm sure you also have to observe or find out from your customers and sales partners what's happening in that region in power grids. Can you tell us what you've observed? How maybe, what are some of the challenges in the Latin America region for this type of testing that B2 provides from medium voltage cables?
Well, Latin America, we have a lot of challenges. And it's very difficult to say one challenge because it's a big region and every country faces different type of challenges. We have some countries, for example, with clients operating in high altitudes. We have other countries where we have very poor installation conditions. We have customers which have no idea about how their cable sets look like, the amount of joints or the type of joints or even the cable length. So we have different types of challenges.
I'm sure that's true with any region. But of course, these challenges are things that your customers and your sales partners are having to deal with directly. And so I'm sure that you're able to help them solve or to meet those challenges with the solutions you provide. or at least you're able to help them understand how they can use the equipment despite the challenges. Would you say that's correct?
Yeah, sure. Sure, exactly.
Can you share some of the highlights or favorite projects from your job as application engineer?
Yeah, sure. A highlight for me was my first presentation in a conference in Brazil. While I had spoken at several conferences before, they were all in different countries and also in different languages. So this one was particularly special because it was in my native language, Portuguese, and held in Brazil. So the experience was incredible, fulfilling. It was a conference about underground cables, where I spoke about medium voltage cable diagnostics, and more specifically about partial discharge for an audience that really needed to hear about it. So the feedback was really great, and we all have a great time there.
Oh, that's great. But by the way, how many languages do you speak?
I speak four languages.
So Portuguese is your native language?
Yes, exactly. Then I speak English, Spanish, and German.
Very good. German, of course, you're based in Klaus, Austria.
Yes, exactly.
How long have you been in Austria?
I've been in Austria since 2019, end of 2019.
Okay, so not so long, but long enough to feel at home at B2 headquarters in Klaus, Austria.
Yes, yes, sure. I'm working since the beginning of 21. Yes, so 4+ years.
Mariana, how do you stay current with the latest technical trends to be able to talk about them in presentations at such events?
Staying up to date is a key part of my role, especially when I'm presenting to experts or supporting partners and customers. So I do that through a mix of ongoing personal research, following the latest publications from SIGRE, IEEE, and of course, by attending fairs, conferences, and technical forums. And I also keep a close eye on what the competition is doing, not just to compare, but also to understand where the market is heading and how different technologies are evolving. Talking to customers and partners is also a great source of insight because they often bring up challenges or trends they're seeing in their regions.
Can you describe how your work improves the field of testing and diagnostics at B2?
Yes. Well, one of the key ways I contribute is by bringing real-world feedback from the field, not only from our customers and sales partners, but also from my own direct experience during site visits. And this kind of input is incredibly valuable because it reflects actual challenges and conditions that aren't always covered by standards or lab environments, you know. And a great example is our latest generation of VLF test set, which is now tested to operate reliably up to 4,000 meters above sea level. And that development came directly from my work with customers in countries like Peru and Bolivia, or even in Argentina, where high altitude testing is part of everyday reality. So we saw the need to go further, and today I believe we are the only company in the field with test sets officially proven for such extreme altitudes.
Interesting. What is required at high altitudes in measurement instrumentation?
Yeah, we have a topic of air isolation. If we're working in high altitudes, we need a bigger gap between conducting systems or conducting plates than we need in our sea level, right? So we do need to make these tests to guarantee that the device is also well isolated in these high altitudes.
When you're trying to make sure that your instruments work at high altitudes, I'm sure you have to test them to make sure that they do. How do you go about testing these types of instruments, and where do you do that type of testing?
In Europe, or actually we go to Germany, they have some labs where we can simulate the different pressure of a high altitude. So we can simulate the conditions of high altitude. Here, unfortunately, it's very difficult for us to achieve the 4,000 or even higher altitudes. But then we go to these labs where you can very precisely simulate this kind of environment.
That's very interesting. Even though Klaus is surrounded by mountains up to how high?
3,000 meters. The capital of Bolivia is placed in 4,000.
That's amazing.
meters above sea level. And we have mountains there which go above 6,000 meters above sea level. So
it's good to know those types of considerations. Not too many places in the world are that high where testing is required. So you were able to really create a benefit for your products by bringing that feedback back to your company. Could you give us some of your top tips for those looking to succeed in your field of work? What would you recommend to them?
Well, as in any technical field, my first tip would be knowledge, like dive deep into the topics you're working with and stay updated on the latest developments. The second tip would be maybe to understand the market and the competition. The customers will constantly engage with other players in the market and your product will always be compared to others. So to leverage your opportunities, you need to have a thorough understanding of the market. Third tip would be, well, of course, enjoy what you're doing and be pragmatic when facing challenges, but don't forget to celebrate the positive outcomes.
That's a good point.
Yes. And then I can say, as we all know, communication is key. It solves a lot of problems, a lot of challenges. So work on improving your communication skills, seek feedback, and keep refining them. And maybe the last tip would be to use all these insights to craft your own strategy and approach.
Good points to consider. Marianna, before we go, I wanted to ask you, how do you see the field of testing in the area where you work? How do you see that evolving in the future?
Well, the field of testing and diagnostic will be like everything else, even more evolved, probably with AI for translating the results, especially when you're talking about partial discharge. We already have a lot of research in this following this way. And more specifically to the cables, I think we'll have more things coming in the future with long distance cables and a lot of things in the field of fault location.
Okay. These long distance cables, does that come from this situation where power needs to be transported over larger distances more and more? For example, if you have offshore wind farms that are generating power, you need long cables that will bring the power inland. Is that correct?
Yes, it is correct too. And this topic with offshore system, it's growing a lot and it's definitely a challenge we have to work on in the future. Not in the future, but now already. Yes.
Quick question. You mentioned partial discharge in a number of instances, and at Omicron, we also are involved in the area of partial discharge measurement and analysis for a number of different applications, especially for medium voltage cables in the area where you're working. What role does partial discharge measurement play, and why is it considered important?
Well, partial discharge is very important to make the diagnostic of especially joints and terminals when you're talking about cables. So it's the best method we have in the market to finding failures in these mostly joints or terminations before the cable faults by itself. So with this kind of diagnostic, we can not only find the partial discharge, but locate them in the length of the cable. And cables, totally different from electrical machines or transformers. In cables, we have this length and we have the joints to locate this discharges in the length of the cable and fix the problem before they even occur.
And I'm sure that's a very popular topic among your customers and sales partners. It's something that they're looking for solutions for. Is that correct?
Yeah, it is correct. Yes.
Thank you, Mariana, for joining me for this episode of Energy Talks and sharing your experience as an application engineer at B2 and also your contribution to the field of power system testing and diagnostics.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure to share a bit of my journey and passion for this field. And well, I'm excited for what's ahead and hope to connect again soon.
Well, certainly, especially on this topic, it's very interesting, and I'm sure you have a lot more to say about it. So I hope we can do another episode with you. Thank you again for your time.
Thank you very much, Scott.
And a big thank you to our audience for listening to this and other episodes of Energy Talks. We always welcome your questions and feedback. Please send us an email to podcast@omicronenergy.com. Omicron has several years of experience in power system testing, data management, and cybersecurity, and offers a matching solution for your application. For more information, visit our website at omicronenergy.com. Please join us for the next episode of Energy Talks. Goodbye for now, everyone.